This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Los Alamos National Laboratories has been one of the country's foremost nuclear research centers ever since the atomic bomb was developed there in the 1940s. Weapons and engineering programs continue there today, but as Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, the U.S. Department of Energy is still cleaning up waste left over from World War II.
The site of the Manhattan Project sits on the edge of the city of Los Alamos. Now the laboratories have moved outside of town, and a nondescript group of hotels and apartment buildings has taken the place of the top-secret military complex. When the U.S. government was running the atomic bomb program here in the 40s, they generated a lot of dangerous waste, things like plutonium, mercury, and chromium, which in many cases they just piped off the edge of canyons like the one I'm standing on here.
We would have expected what came out the end of this pipe was liquid waste. And in this case, we have, we're sure it had plutonium in it.
That's Todd Hagenstad, who directs soil cleanup projects in Los Alamos. He points to a bare patch of ground marked with red flags where a disposal pipe used to be.
And so that waste would come out onto the side of the canyon here.
Throughout the summer, a team of specially trained workers has been excavating the plutonium-laden dirt here, one bulldozer load at a time. It's a tightly enforced process, all taking place on these rugged canyon edges where a misplaced footstep can send you tumbling. First, each load of dirt gets put into a large bag. Then irradiation specialists test the workers in the bag of dirt for radioactivity levels. Then, once the supervisor gives the go-ahead, the bag is loaded onto an 18-wheeler bound for a disposal site in Utah. The crew goes through this tedious process about six times each workday. And it's just one part of a massive effort to clean up old pollution in Los Alamos that also includes pumping out a contaminated aquifer and building new stormwater systems to catch polluted rainwater.
Our cost estimates are around $2.93 billion.
That's Doug Hensey, who runs environmental cleanups at Los Alamos for the Department of Energy. Hensey says DOE has cleaned up the most dangerous sites. Now it's just a matter of restoring the more remote polluted areas to safe conditions.
The immediate hazard to the public, there is none. Again, it's not to downplay the concerns that the public has.
And there certainly are concerns. People in San Ildefonso Pueblo on the eastern edge of the labs have complained of animals getting sick from polluted water. Plutonium has been found downstream in Cochiti Lake. Even Isleta Pueblo, some 70 miles to the south, says they've measured pollution from the laboratories. And the city of Santa Fe shuts off its drinking water intake from the Rio Grande when it's raining in Los Alamos, in case anything's washing into the river. All said, the cleanup at Los Alamos has been a contentious process, to put it mildly.
It's gutless.
Jay Coughlin is director of Nuke Watch New Mexico, an anti-nuclear weapons group based in Santa Fe.
The Department of Energy and Los Alamos Lab, they need to have their feet held to the fire.
Nuke Watch recently filed a lawsuit asking a judge to throw out a new cleanup agreement between the state and the federal government, called a consent order, saying it's ineffective and was put together without the required input.
They've now come out with a new consent order that lacks any true enforceability. For example, the Department of Energy or Los Alamos Lab could simply claim that it doesn't have enough money for cleanup and then get out of cleanup, or claim that it's too technically difficult.
The New Mexico Environment Department has criticized the DOE's cleanup proposals too, but they've called Nuke Watch's lawsuit frivolous and are now seeking to block it in court. The cleanup was supposed to be finished last year, but the DOE didn't get enough money to meet that deadline. As it stands now, it'll be another 20 years before all the waste from the Manhattan Project site and other sites in Los Alamos is taken care of. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.